From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you have joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the book of Joshua as he brings the opening portion of a message entitled Spiritual Methods for Successful Warfare. As the army of Israel stood ready to attack the city of Jericho, there had been several divinely appointed delays, part of the spiritual preparation for the battle. Now Joshua was given instructions that must have seemed very strange to a seasoned soldier. Rather than launch a straightforward attack, Joshua was commanded by God to have the army march around the city in absolute silence once a day for 6 days. On the seventh day, they were to march around it 7 times and then to shout. This was not man's way to wage war, but it was God's way. Since Joshua was a man of faith as well as a military leader, he knew that God's way would lead to victory. May the Lord teach us that success in our Christian warfare depends on Him. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. Our text this morning is found in Psalm 107 and verse 7. He led them forth by the right way. Changeful experience often leads the anxious believer to inquire, Why is it thus with me? I looked for light, but lo, darkness came, for peace, but behold, trouble. I said in my heart, My mountain standeth firm, I shall never be moved. Lord, thou dost hide thy face, and I am troubled. It was but yesterday that I could read my title clear. Today my evidences are bedimmed, and my hopes are clouded. Yesterday I could climb to Pisgah's top and view the landscape over, and rejoice with confidence in my future inheritance. Today my spirit has no hopes, but many fears, no joys, but much distress. Is this part of God's plan with me? Can this be the way in which God would bring me to heaven? Yes, it is even so. The eclipse of your faith, the darkness of your mind, the fainting of your hope, all these things are but parts of God's method of making you ripe for the great inheritance upon which you soon shall enter. These trials are for the testing and strengthening of your faith. They are waves which wash you further upon the rock. They are winds which waft your ship the more swiftly towards the desired haven. According to David's words, so it might be said of you, so he bringeth them to their desired haven. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and by good report, by plenty and by poverty, by joy and by distress, by persecution and by peace, by all these things is the life of your soul maintained, and by each of these are you helped on your way. Oh, think not, believer, that your sorrows are out of God's plan. They are necessary parts of it. We must, through much tribulation, enter the kingdom. Learn, then, even to count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. O, let my trembling soul be still, and wait thy wise, thy holy will. I cannot, Lord, thy purpose see, yet all is well, since ruled by thee.
Throne remains on high, established by His mighty hand to form the earth and sky. Come to reveal day, and can at all create your
him you cannot see, nor trace the working of his hands. He gives the conquest to the weak, supports the fainting heart, and courage in the evil hour is that we
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Return this morning to Joshua chapter 6. Joshua chapter 6, reading from verse 6. And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on and compass the city, and let him that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. It came to pass, when Joshua had spoken unto the people, that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns passed on before the Lord and blew with the trumpets, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord followed them. And the armed men went before the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rearward came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once, and they came into the camp, and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of the Lord, and seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually, and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went before them. But the rearward came after the ark of the Lord, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. It came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only in that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And the city shall be accursed, even it, and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And ye, in any wise, keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed, when ye take of the accursed thing, and make the camp of Israel a curse, and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the shout of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to this reading from his own precious word for his name's sake. The instructions of the captain of the Lord's host for conquering Jericho must have taken everybody by surprise, not only the Israelites, but the Jerichoites as well. The Lord had already kept Israel waiting for a long time after they had crossed the River Jordan and come into the land of Canaan. I have drawn attention to this in various times as we have studied through the end of chapter 5 of Joshua. That the Lord did deliberately keep the armies of Israel waiting before they launched their attack against Jericho and began to conquer the land. Now the time for battle had come. And yet, strangely, the Lord surprised the people yet again. And again, he injected a new time period of waiting. At his command, Joshua assembled the army. and marched around the walls of Jericho once a day for 6 days. 7 priests blew the trumpets of Jubilee, and yet other priests carried the Ark of the Lord, with the soldiers going on before and bringing up the rear. Throughout that march, each day for 6 days, the army remained silent. The only sound that they made was that of their marching feet. The only other sound was the blowing of these trumpets of Jubilee by the priests. As I say, for 6 days, that was the fashion of their attack upon the land and upon this first great obstacle that faced them in the land. Then on the 7th day, they compassed Jericho 7 times. And when the priests sounded on the trumpets of Jubilee, then Joshua commanded the people to shout. Verse 16, it came to pass at the 7th time when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. And at that shout, the wall of Jericho fell down flat, and the city lay at the mercy of the armies of Israel, who went on to win a comprehensive victory that day. Now that's the scene. The Bible gives us the best summary of the teaching of this passage in 2 or 3 other well-known texts of Scripture. I think as you look at the passage before us, you can best grasp what it means to us. If you think, for instance, of Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, where the Lord says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And then the famous words of Paul that we heard read last Lord's Day evening, and indeed mentioned in the morning as well. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And I suppose the final commentary in this passage is in Hebrews 11, verse 30, where you have Paul's summary of it. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Now, last Sabbath morning, I pointed out that Jericho has its counterpart in the life of every Christian and in the experience of the church in general. Today, I want us to make one simple, basic observation. As we look at the text, I want us to learn that the Lord provides His people with the spiritual methods that are necessary for successful warfare. The Lord provides His people with spiritual methods of successful warfare. And as we examine that simple, basic truth, let me point out these 3 things. First, God's work must be done in God's way. The Lord did not leave Joshua to come up with a plan to take Jericho. The Lord did not say to Joshua, gather round your commanders, your tacticians, your strategists, your chiefs of staff, your experienced men of war, and come up with a plan. He did not say, consider all the war manuals of all the battles that have taken place and come up with a plan. That's how you would have expected Joshua to proceed. That's how warfare is normally carried out. You've got to know the history. You've got to know the strategy. You've got to know what are the best tactics to obtain that strategic end. But Joshua was not commanded to do any of those things. He was simply told as he stood before the captain of the Lord's hosts, I am in command here. Take the shoes from off your feet. Stand on holy ground before God and listen well, because this is the way in which you will conquer Jericho. The Lord gave him the way, and he expected Joshua to follow it to the letter, even though he must have known that what he was saying to Joshua shocked him, surprised him, and shook him to the very core. Joshua was a man. Joshua was a man of battle. He was the leader of the armies of Israel. It was Joshua who was commander-in-chief of the armies when the Israelites did battle with the Amalekites. You remember Exodus chapter 17, Moses stood on the hill with the rod of God aloft. It was Joshua who led the armies into battle. He was a seasoned man of war. And to say to a soldier, lead your troops in a circuit around the city, march them day by day, doing something that militarily is of no value. You've got to recognize that. It was not a marching army that put fear in Jericho. Oh, there was fear there, but it wasn't because they were marching around. That marching did not shake the walls. There is no relation between cause and effect of the actual physical act of marching and the falling down of the walls. They didn't somehow undermine the foundation by the reverberations caused by their marching. No, no, Joshua recognized this. It was a shock to his whole system that this is the way that God was telling him to go. But Joshua was not only a man of battle. Joshua was a man of faith. Joshua was a man of God. And he had led the Israelites into battle when he knew from experience that however hard he fought, while Moses held up the rod, he prevailed. And when Moses' hands were heavy and he let down the rod, he did not prevail. Joshua realized that while he had to fight with every ounce of energy in his body, yet the victory did not depend upon his skill, his wisdom, his leadership, his men, his preponderance in armaments. It depended upon the Lord. He knew that. And therefore, though this surprised him, he was glad to give it 100% obedience.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.